This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, former immigration detainee charged, fire ants spread further, and the Prime Minister touches down in PNG. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with this afternoon's Nine News Podcast. Another asylum seeker who was released from immigration detention has been charged with breaching their visa conditions. The 37-year-old Afghan-born man is accused of failing to meet a curfew. He's one of around 150 people set free after the High Court overturned indefinite detention. Shadow Home Affairs Minister James Patterson has told 2GB's Chris O'Keefe this is the second former detainee to be charged in recent days.
Last week in Melbourne, the AFP also charged another detainee who'd been released in the community for also breaching his visa conditions. And this, of course, follows 10 of them who were charged earlier in the year, but none of those charges could be brought because the Albanese government stuffed up the visa conditions.
The man has been refused bail after facing court in Sydney and will appear again next week. A 4-metre crocodile believed to have killed a 16-year-old boy in Queensland last week has been euthanised. Wildlife officers say the animal was found during night spotlight searches. One of the world's worst invasive species has been found in the Murray-Darling Basin for the first time. Nine News reporter Siobhan Fay has more.
The South American fire ant was first found between Brisbane and the New South Wales border in 2001. Although tiny, they are highly aggressive, with a venomous sting used to kill their prey and defend their nest. Authorities say the latest find of the super pest at Oakey is extremely concerning, heightening fears for Australia's largest and most complex river system. The Invasive Species Council Advocacy Director Jack Goff says they need more money for eradication.
It needs to trigger a rapid fire funding review.
Modelling by the Queensland government shows fire ants would impose costs of about $45 billion over 30 years. In Brisbane, Siobhan Fay, Nine News.
Accused triple murderer Erin Patterson will face court again next month after appearing before a special hearing in Victoria via video link. The 49-year-old is charged with murdering three people by preparing a meal containing poisonous mushrooms last July. She's also facing charges of attempted murder relating to survivor Ian Wilkinson and her ex-husband. Police have released images of 11 people they want to speak to over violent riots which broke out following a church stabbing in Sydney's southwest. Hundreds of people descended on Wakeley after a bishop was attacked. Three people are already before the courts. The Prime Minister has touched down in Papua New Guinea for talks with his counterpart James Marape. Anthony Albanese will attend a commemoration dinner in Port Moresby tonight. Tomorrow he'll begin walking part of the Kokoda track in the lead-up to Anzac Day. Mr Albanese says he'll pay tribute to the courage and sacrifice of those who fought in the jungles of PNG.
Kokoda is the stuff of legend. As a young Australian, we all learnt at school the legendary status of those brave soldiers who fought against the odds.
Steve Golcheski has officially been named the Queensland Police Commissioner. He'd been acting in the role after Katerina Carroll stepped down in February. Visitors travelling to South Australia's Lake Eyre could be banned from entering the area without permission. A draft management plan is being considered to preserve the attraction as a sacred and special site for Aboriginal people. Trevor runs flights over the area. He says the proposal makes sense.
Walking on that lake, you've got to be bloody careful because it's got a very thin covering of salt, and underneath it, it's got crystallised gypsum, which is like glass, and then you've got about 21 feet of black slimy clay, so you can cut yourself to ribbons.
And a 3,400-year-old statue depicting the head of King Ramses II has been returned to Egypt. It's believed to have been stolen in the 80s or 90s, but was found when it was offered for sale in an exhibition in London in 2013. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
Zach Lomax sits atop the Dally M leaderboard after 7 rounds of the NRL. Strong games back-to-back have the Dragons star on 19 votes, one clear of Tom Trbojevic and Viliami Kikau. Meanwhile, Kalyn Ponga will spend at least 3 months on the sidelines as he has surgery on a foot injury. In AFL, GWS will challenge one-game bans handed to both Toby Green and Jesse Hogan in a bid to free them to play on Thursday night against Brisbane. Green faces his first suspension in more than 2 years over his mid-air bump. Daniel Ricciardo's tough season at Red Bull Honda is continuing after failing to finish the Chinese Grand Prix. He was taken out of the race when Lance Stroll ran up the back of him during the restart from a safety car. Ricciardo says the team is feeling deflated.
It gets ruined by someone else, and then you just, for everyone, the team, like, we've had a bit of a rough start to the year, so then this happens as well.
Max Verstappen won the race ahead of Lando Norris and Sergio Perez. The Perth Glory has secured the wooden spoon in A-League Men after going down to Western United 4-3, and WA local Jack Robinson has won the Margaret River Surf Pro for a second time, defeating John Florence in the final. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.